Our reading this morning is from John chapter 11, starting at verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go. Amen."
Thank you, Gail. Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Gracious God, as we continue our journey through Lent, we thank you for the conversations that we've had so far. This morning, Lord, we will see you with Martha and Mary in their grief. And, O Lord, you know that many of us here this morning are carrying the weight of pain and loss. You know that grief is real and it is hard. So, Lord, would you meet us in this story? And would you help us to see that you do not stay away from our tears? Holy Spirit, would you speak to us now? And would you show us Jesus, who weeps with us and who always speaks life into dark places? In the loving name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So this morning we are continuing a Lent series called Conversations on the Way to the Cross. And so far we have been on a journey from the wilderness where Jesus faced temptation to a nighttime conversation with Nicodemus about being born again to the conversation he had with the woman at the well and then last week's conversation about his death and what it cost to follow him. And this morning we come to what be one of the most emotionally raw or emotionally tough conversations in all of the Gospels. Here we see two sisters who are sore with grief. And don't we know how that pain feels? We, all of us, know how sore it is when we're grieving those that we've loved so much. So we start in John chapter 11, verse 12, that Gail read for us. It says, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. 4 days. So we need to understand what's happened here. Earlier on in this chapter, we are told that Lazarus, who lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha, he became really sick. And the sisters send a message to Jesus, said, Lord, the one you love is sick. You see, Jesus loved this family. They were his friends. And when he heard that Lazarus was sick, I wonder, what did he do? Did he rush straight over there, as I'm sure most of us would have done? You know, when my mum phoned me on November the 3rd, just last year, to say that my brother sadly had been found dead in his work van, we went straight down to Greenock. We did not hang about. Straight down from Dundee to Greenock. But you know, Jesus didn't do that. He stayed where he was, not just for a wee while, for 2 more days. And by the time Jesus arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Just think about that. In that hot climate, a body would begin to decompose very quickly. So Lazarus was definitely dead. There was no confusion here. He was definitely dead. And his sisters were devastated. Of course they were. Their brother was gone. And Jesus, who was their good friend, had not come in time. Verse 18 tells us, it says, now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. So the house is full of mourners. This is a community in mourning. Again, we know that if we lose someone we love, by the time we get to the house, there's usually other folks there. It's usually filled with people who are mourning. Verse 20 says, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. So Martha hears that Jesus has finally got there, and she goes out to meet him, but Mary stays at home. We'll come back to that later. And when Martha meets Jesus, listen to what she says. Verse 21 says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You can feel that, can't you? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. There's pain in those words. If you had been here, you could have stopped this. You could have healed him. But you weren't. You stayed away. And now look, he's gone. You know, this is really honest faith. Martha isn't kidding on that everything's okay. She's been real about how she feels. And you know, I think that's important for us, because sometimes I think that we think that we have to have it all together when we come to God. We need to be calm in these situations and spiritually mature. But Martha here shows us that we come to Jesus as we are, with our raw and honest emotions. We can bring our pain and we take it to God. You know, I'm always saying there's 150 Psalms in the Bible, and nearly half of them are laments. Laments, crying out. You know, the Bible tells us when we pray to God in hard times, he hears us. It says in Psalm 116, it says this, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. That's beautiful. And see what Martha says next, verse 22. Says, but I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. So even in her grief and in her pain, all of her hurting, Martha still has faith. She does not fully understand what Jesus can do, but she knows that Jesus has a special relationship with the Father. And Jesus says in verse 23, your brother will rise again. And then Martha, she hears that as a kind of general theological statement. We see that in verse 24. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So here she's talking about the future. She believes in the resurrection on the last day, when all God's people will be raised. You know, that's really good theology, that is. But it's actually not what Jesus is talking about here. Listen to what he says, verse 25 and 26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? This is a really powerful statement. It says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is claiming that resurrection life is found in him, in Jesus himself. And he's saying that everyone who believes in him will live, even though they die physically. We all will die physically. So physical death is not the end for those who trust in Jesus. I love that. Physical death is not the end for those who trust in Jesus. And more than that, whoever lives by believing in Jesus will never die. Spiritually, they will have eternal life. You know, that is the hope that we preach. That's the hope that we preach at funerals. Again, to get back to my brother dying, I was not going to take my brother's funeral. You know, in 2022, I lost my best friend, Jamie, took his funeral. He was only 42. I lost my cousin in Canada, who was 31, went to Ottawa, took his funeral. And then my dad died, as everyone knows, he was 64. I took his funeral. So within 3 months, I took all those funerals, and they were hard. So I was not going to do my brother's funeral, definitely not. But when my mum started talking about getting a celebrant, and again, a celebrant would have done a good job. One of my good friends, Billy's a celebrant, does a great job. But I did not want, I wanted hope shared at that funeral. So that's the reason I ended up taking it. And that is the hope that I hope that we preach at every single funeral. Death is painful, it's hard, it's brutal, but we have a hope. Then Jesus asks Martha a direct question, says, do you believe this? Do you believe this? And then Martha gives one of the greatest confessions of faith in the whole Bible. Verse 27 says, yes, Lord, she replies, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. So Martha believes, again, even though she doesn't fully understand what Jesus is about to do, she believes that he is the Son of God. Then Martha goes back. Martha goes back and shouts on her sister. Verse 28 says, after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. And Mary gets up quickly and goes to Jesus. When she gets to him, she falls at his feet and says the exact same thing that Martha said. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. So both sisters here have the same words. They've got the same pain. If you had been here. But notice what happens next in verse 33. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled. So Jesus sees Mary crying. He sees the mourners crying and he is deeply moved. The Greek word here is strong. It means he was agitated. He was disturbed in his spirit. So this isn't just a wee gentle emotional response. Jesus is deeply affected by what he sees. We then read in verse 34, where have you laid him? He said, come and see. Come and see, Lord, they replied. And then verse 35, it says, Jesus wept. Just think about that. Jesus wept. He cried. The Son of God, the one who has the resurrection and the life, the one who knows that he's about to raise Lazarus from the dead, but here he's crying. And he's crying because grief is real, because he loves Mary and Martha, he loves Lazarus, and he feels these sisters' pain. I was sharing this with Marion this morning. When my pal Jamie died, this was the verse I spoke about at Jamie's funeral, and I have used this verse at some other homilies as well, at different funerals, but this was a powerful verse to use when you're taking the funeral of your best friend in the whole world. Jesus felt it. Jamie's nickname for me was Wee Jesus. I've maybe told you that before. So Jamie's nickname for me was Wee Jesus. My pal Jamie was a staunch atheist, believe it or not, and everybody thought that was hilarious, you know, doing what I do and having a best friend who was an atheist to the core. But his nickname for me was Wee Jesus, and it was a powerful, powerful day. This tells us something very powerful about Jesus, though. that he doesn't stay away from our pain. He gets right inside it and he cries with us. And the people see this. Verse 36 says, "Then the Jews said, 'See how he loved him.'" So they know that Jesus' tears are a sign of his love. But some of them question. Verse 37 says, "But some of them said, 'Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?'" That's a good question. I think a lot of people would ask that. "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" And that's the same questions that the sisters asked. "If you were here, this wouldn't have happened. Why didn't you stop this?" And Jesus, still very upset, he comes to the tomb. Verse 38 says, "Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Then Jesus gives a command, 'Take away the stone,' he said. And then Martha, she doesn't want to open. Practically, she doesn't. She says, 'Lord,' said Martha, 'the sister of a dead man, by this there is a time there's a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. So Martha's obviously been practical. If he's been dead for 4 days, it's not going to be a pretty sight. So why open the tomb? But Jesus reminds her of what he said earlier. Verse 40, "Then Jesus said, 'Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?'" So faith comes before sight. The Bible tells us that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." So Martha needs to believe first, and then she'll see God's glory. So they take away the stone, and Jesus prays. Verse 41 says, "So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I always knew that you hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me.'" So Jesus prays out loud so that the people will know that this is from God, so they will understand that all of this is God's work. And surely that's the Christian's main job, isn't it? To point away from ourselves and point others towards Jesus. The number one job of a Christian, to point away from ourselves, to point others towards Christ. And then verse 43 and 44 says, "When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out.' The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, 'Take off the grave clothes and let him go.'" So Lazarus, who's been dead for 4 days, comes out, still wrapped in the burial cloths, still wearing the face covering, but he's alive. After 4 days of being dead, Lazarus is alive. This is a miracle, an undeniable miracle for the people who would have saw it. Jesus has just called someone back from death. So what do we do with all of this? What does this mean for us today at Craig Owl Church? Well, firstly, it's okay to bring our honest questions to Jesus. It's what Jesus wants us to do. Both Martha and Mary said, "If you had been here, this wouldn't have happened." They didn't hide their feelings, kid on everything was fine. They brought their real pain and their real questions to Jesus. And you know, Jesus was absolutely fine with their honesty, so much so that he cried with them. And we can do the same. When we're grieving, when we're hurting, because we have lost those who we love and we do not understand what God is doing, we can bring those questions to him and we can be very honest about our pain. We also need to know that Jesus comes right in to our grief. He's not a way out there telling us to get a grip or pull ourselves together. He weeps, he cries with us. He's deeply moved when we are hurting. And you know, that's such a comfort, that we don't serve a God who is removed from our pain, but we have a God who feels it and who cries along with us. We also need to know that having faith does not mean that we have all the answers. And for those of us on our alpha just now, we definitely know that to be true. Having faith definitely doesn't mean that we have all of the answers, but that is okay. You see, Martha believed that Jesus was the Messiah, but she didn't understand what he was about to do. She still had questions, and she was still struggling. Faith isn't about having perfect understanding. It's about trusting Jesus, even when we do not understand. We also need to remember that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that resurrection life is found in him right now. This means that for those who trust in Jesus, death is not the end. We will live, even though we die. We have eternal life now, and that continues beyond the grave. We also need to know that sometimes Jesus delays for reason that we don't understand. Jesus stayed away here for 2 days. He let Lazarus die, and the sisters could not understand why. But he had a purpose. He was going to show God's glory in a way that wouldn't have been possible if he just healed Lazarus' sickness. He was going to show that he had power over death itself. Both Mary and Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, you could have healed Lazarus from his sickness and prevented him from dying." But Jesus had a purpose. He explained the reasons to his disciples, said Lazarus became sick and died for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. "For your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe." So God saw the bigger picture. The eternal destinies of Lazarus' family and all of the people who were gathered round there were at stake. And Jesus said, "For the benefit of all the people standing here." And sometimes God delays in our lives. We know that, don't we? Many times God delays in our lives. Sometimes, often, God is working in ways that we do not understand. And we have to trust that God knows what he is doing. And remember that Jesus speaks life in the darkest places. Lazarus was in a tomb there for 4 days. He was dead. That's about as dark and as final as he can get. But when Jesus said, "Come out," death had to obey. And you know, Jesus still speaks life in dark places. In our grief, in our deepest pain, he speaks and things change. You know, this story is really pointing us towards the cross and the resurrection. Because Jesus raised Lazarus, but eventually Lazarus was going to die again. This miracle was only for a short time. But it was a sign pointing to something so much bigger. Jesus himself would die. He would be placed in a tomb. And on the third day, he would rise. Not for a few years like Lazarus, but forever. And because Jesus rose, we will rise. And because he lives, we will live. And that's the promise. What a hope that is. I know if you're sitting there this morning carrying grief, which I know a lot of us are, as I've got to know your story over these past few months, got to know some of you really well, I know there's a lot of grief and folks going through a lot of hurt, and hopefully you've got to know some of my story and some of my own grief as well. But please know this, that Jesus sees us, he cries with us, he speaks life to us, and he is the resurrection and the life. You know, if you're sitting here this morning wondering where is God in all of your pain, know that sometimes he delays for purposes that we just do not understand. But he's still there. He's still at work. He's still alongside us. Like I said last Sunday, and I say it a lot of times, nowhere in the Bible does it say we're kept from any pain, any struggles, far from it. But it does say that we are not alone through it. And I've been with some families recently who have recently bereaved, and they say that if it wasn't for the people that they have around them at these times, they would not get through a day on their own. We cannot do this on our own, and God is putting these folks everywhere around us. This Lent season, it's leading us to the cross, to death. But remember, it's also leading us to Easter, to the resurrection, to glorious new life. And that's the message of this story today, that death is real, grief is real, pain is real, Confusion in those times was very real. But Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And in him, death does not and will never have the final word. Amen. Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this powerful story. And we thank you for showing us that Jesus enters into our grief and he cries with us. Lord, many of us today, we are carrying pain this morning. The grief is real. Many of us have questions. And we do not understand why certain things happen. Lord, would you help us to bring those honest feelings to you? Oh God, we thank you that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. We thank you that death doesn't have the final word for those who trust in him. Father, would you help us to believe, even when we don't understand? Would you help us to trust? And would you help us to hold on to hope, even in the darkest places? All this we pray in the loving name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We will